With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. NATO Secretary General arguing that Europe is incapable of defending itself without U.S. military support. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Mark Rutte speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Just what they didn't need in the South. A fresh blast of Arctic air keeping much of the region in a deep freeze. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says there have been a lot of power outages.
We reached a peak of about 180,000. That has now down below 150,000, but it's somewhat like whack-a-mole. Every time one of the utility companies and power companies gets a large group back online, we have another tree fall, or we have another limb fall.
Dozens of deaths have been reported in states afflicted with this severe cold the past 5 or 6 days. India and European Union have reached a free trade agreement. It covers up to 2 billion people after 20 years of negotiations. The deal represents 25% of global gross domestic product and a third of global trade. The deal also includes a framework for deeper defense and security cooperation. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog is tracking some new trends. Here's Michael Harrington.
Global Christian Relief is out with a comprehensive report on the abuse of believers around the world. And in the midst of all the bad news, there is some light. The GCR says one of the trends that we'll be watching in 2026 is a budding new interest in religious freedom in the West, led by the United States. The report says, quote, nothing shaped the global conversation on the issue more than the return of Donald Trump to the White House surrounded by high-profile Christian political actors. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement, shelter. The poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family is next, followed by sleep. Quite a bad ways down the list, though, is faith. This is SRN News. Markets reached, yep, another record.
Stocks edged up to another record on Wall Street as gains for big tech companies made up for losses in other sectors, including healthcare. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 408 points. That's about 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.9%. Gains for Apple, Microsoft, and GM helped work against sharp drops for United Health Group and other health insurance companies. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market, but the value of the U.S. dollar fell sharply against other currencies again. Seth Sitel, New York.
TikTok has agreed to settle in a landmark social media addiction lawsuit just before the trial kicked off. Social video platform, one of three companies facing claims their platforms deliberately addict and harm kids, along with Meta's Instagram and Google's YouTube. More details, srnnews.com.